BBC Radio Cumbria
with Kevin Farnyhough.
Now, ever fancied becoming a butler? No, can't say that I have either. But since Downton Abbey hit our screens, interest in the profession, believe it or believe it not, has risen, either with people wanting a butler or, failing that, wanting to become a butler. So how do you go about making such a career change in the first place? Can anyone do it? And can you make money out of being a butler? Thought we'd find out more this morning. Gary Williams, the training director for the British Butler Institute, joining me on the show. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Firstly, the British Butler Institute. What is it exactly?
It's in the forefront of both traditional and modern training methods for the modern butler. So it's an institute that trains people to become butlers.
The qualities that are required for someone to take up the role that of a butler,
yes.
I would have thought first and foremost you've got to have a very, very quaint British accent.
Well, not necessarily, because butlers come from all walks of life, from across the globe. But the qualities are hardworking, flexible, and somebody that's highly organised.
And is there any truth in the rumours? I say rumours, I've read in the paper only a couple of weeks back. More and more choosing to take on the profession of a butler as a result of what we've seen on our TV screens and the big hit Downton Abbey.
Well, that's affected the market in certain ways. We've always been busy. However, we've had a lot more interest over the last couple of years. Perhaps it is from Downton Abbey, not sure. One of the market trends is a lot of ladies want to become butlers now. So, yeah, that's also quite interesting.
Female butlers?
Yes, quite right.
That's something new for the 21st century, isn't it?
It is, but there are principals, people that employ butlers, that want lady butlers. And the demand is rising, and we're finding a lot more students, lady students, coming on our courses.
Why is it you've got customers, potential customers, who are demanding a female butler as opposed to a male butler, then?
Well, I think in certain households, they prefer a lady to run their affairs, run the household, etc. And I think, you know, that new markets emerging onto the scene, like China, the Middle East and the Far East have been, within this market for some time. But we're just finding there is a trend for lady butlers. Not that we're not saying that there isn't a very high demand for gentlemen as well, but interesting trend happening.
You yourself, fully fledged, fully trained butler, how did you find yourself down this line of work in the first place?
Good question. I wanted to change my life many years ago. I had no hospitality experience. I went on the Ivor Spencer School course for butlers. And at the time, it was probably the best course in the world. And I then went straight from there into the Ritz London as the head butler. So the course was held in very high esteem, and that was my formal training.
We'll talk more in a moment or two about your time spent at the Ritz. Wow. But firstly, how did you set about the training? Do you need formal qualifications to become a butler?
No, you don't. Simple answer, no. What you do need is you do need to be able to communicate effectively in English, to understand the lessons, and you need the enthusiasm and drive and determination to become a butler.
And I'm just thinking the training whilst you're there at a college to become a butler, apart from, you know, learning how to polish the family silverware, apart from learning how to answer the door in a formal manner, what other traits, what other things do we need to learn?
Well, that's a good question. We do train all those traditional skills, polishing shoes, packing suitcases, looking after silverware, looking after the wine cellar. And then we also train all those new skills needed, which is managing the household and doing the concierge skills, booking hotels, restaurants, sometimes driving, sometimes cooking. So our courses, we do cooking, we send people on flower design courses, because the butler today is almost jack of all trades. You have to have multi-skills to be able to secure a good job.
You've got to be a true all-rounder for this line of work, yeah?
Absolutely, 100% right.
Just coming back, something you mentioned a few moments ago, having come through your personal training to qualify as a butler, landing a job at the Ritz Hotel, no less, what was that like?
You know, While I was training, I was looking for a job. My finances were limited, so I went to for a job at the Ritz as actually there to be a barman to start off with. I thought, let me just get in the door. I've got no hospitality experience. And it just so happened that the butler position was coming up. And the chap at the time said, go for the interview. I went for the interview. Excuse me. And on the back of the course and my enthusiasm, I got the job. So I guess it was a lucky break.
And I should imagine as well, this line of work, this particular profession, that of a butler, is going to be your license to travel, because not only would you possibly work in this country as a butler, at some country pile somewhere out in leafy Berkshire, for example, or perhaps here even in Cumbria, who knows, but I should imagine it's a license to travel all around the globe.
Well, you know, I can honestly say that with a qualification like this and work experience, you can literally work anywhere on the planet, and you are in high demand. I mean, China is emerging as a market that will soak up, you know, as many butlers as they can get over the next foreseeable future. So, yes, you could literally work anywhere in the world.
And have you ever, Gary, I know this is possibly asking you to spill the beans, and one thing you require of your butler is discretion, but have you ever served dinner to or answered the door to a famous face?
I have indeed. Obviously, I can't give names, but...
Drat!
you know, it's one of those professions where you are looking after the rich, the famous, celebrities, all walks of life. You are opening doors to, you know, famous people from royal families across the globe. And you have to be, you know, have the skills to invite guests in. Meet and greet, whatever it might be.
Is it a well-paid profession?
Another good question. It is well-paid. I would say the starting salary for a junior butler these days in the United Kingdom is 20 to 25,000, and then it just goes up. I mean, I'd say the average salary is 40,000 plus, and my personal experience is the more money you get paid, the less life you've got. That comes, you know, it comes with a house generally, so you'd have accommodation paid, you'd have a car thrown in, you'd have sometimes food as well. So it is highly paid, but let's be very, very clear here, it's hard work as well. It's very, very hard work.
So I'll be right in saying your line of work, your profession as a butler, you need to dedicate just about your whole life to this profession. You don't really have much time for a private life.
Well, it really depends on your position. Sometimes you've got, you know, most butler positions, you've got a day off a week. Sometimes you'll be lucky to have 2 days off a week. Sometimes you'll only see the principal 3 months of the year. So it really depends. But you've got to understand that the more money you get paid, as you start creeping past 60,000 a year, up to 70,000, 80,000 a year, then you expect it to be literally with the principal all the time, and you don't have much of a life.
Hang on a second here, Gary. I appreciate what you're saying about not having a private life.
Yes.
But we're talking a salary of upwards of 60,000 to 70,000.
Absolutely.
It's been a wonderful career here at the BBC. Thank you and good night, Vienna.
Thank you, sir.
I think I'm looking to a new profession here. You yourself, again, just quickly want to come back. One final word. I was suggesting that to be a traditional, quintessential butler, you needed to have, or I thought you would need to have, the quintessential British accent. I note that you haven't got that quintessential British accent.
Well, you know, it's one of those professions where you don't need a quintessential British accent. I was born in Brighton, spent a lot of time in South Africa, came back and trained in the United Kingdom. What people want is they want somebody that can do the job, that is trained and can do the job, is personable, flexible, and hardworking. So the accent is absolutely no barrier whatsoever.
It's food for thought this morning here on BBC Radio Cumbria. There might be a note of resignation to my boss here at the BBC. If I could train and look forward to a career at some point down the line earning me upwards of £60,000 to £70,000 a year, I could be quids in here. It's been fascinating finding out just a little bit as to the insight, the life, the work, that of a trained butler. Thank you so much, Gary, for joining me this morning on the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for your time. You say...